Government says it will do all it can to maintain the country's middle income status or progress even further. Ghana's current position prevents it from getting donor support. Due to this, government has put in place prudent measures to stabilize the economy. One of such measures is devising infrastructural and developmental plans. The Minister of Finance at Tekwe gave the assurance in Accra when he presented the state of the economy and outlook in Accra. Yvonne Atilegu and Zafanadena have more.
The finance minister in his presentation focused on how to restore debt sustainability and macroeconomic stability to foster high growth and job creation through agriculture and infrastructure investment while protecting social spending. He also mentioned the strengthening of Bank of Ghana's monetary policy framework while taking measures to ensure its full effectiveness and rebuild external buffers. This and other programs, according to the minister, is what government is pursuing to ensure that Ghana maintains its middle-income status. Mr. Tekpe said, though there are setbacks, government is confident the economy will pick up.
Ghana has become a middle-income country. We did not wish it for ourselves, and we are not going to get out of it anytime soon. And I mean this positive. But there are paradoxes in becoming a middle-income country. The first one is that there is no package. If you are a developing country, you go to the World Bank, the IMF, African Development Bank, there's a package for developing countries. If you are an advanced middle-income country, there is some package for those who are matured in that sector. If you are in transition, there is no package. And that is why we face some phenomena, you know, like ensuring our inclusive growth, doing our own debt management policy, devising our infrastructure development and investment plan, building institutions such as Exim, Ghana Infrastructure Fund, and doing effective debt management. Otherwise, we will be caught between a developing country and a middle-income country, not knowing where exactly we belong. I think we need effective policies, you know, the structural measures to enable us to achieve it.
Mr. Tekpe said when these measures are implemented, the economy will grow over the medium term to 9.2% by 2017.
That was a report by Yvonne Atilegu and Zafanadena.